There is a tiny, spotted reptile called the bog turtle trying to hold on to its very existence along parts of the eastern United States. The turtle is a federally threatened species, but in Massachusetts, it's on the endangered list. Conservationists there have worked for decades to protect its shrinking habitat and to stop poaching, and it looks like they're making progress. Hannah Shenatry of member station WBUR went out to see for herself.
To find a bog turtle, you first need a good pair of boots. You're going to get shin-deep in the mud.
I'm good. Just a little stuck.
We're moving slowly, following Angela Saroy Patel through a network of tiny streams.
I think we're getting pretty close.
She's following a radio signal that tells us a turtle is nearby. Many of them have small radio tags attached to their shells.
Pretty much we follow the signal and then we dig until we find one.
Saroy Patel works for the Nature Conservancy. She's been keeping an eye on these turtles for more than 15 years. They aren't believed to be a keystone species, meaning their removal is not likely to cause the ecosystem to collapse. But they are important to maintaining the state's biodiversity, especially as a native species. They're thought to have existed in the state as far back as the Ice Age. Saroy Patel feels a certain responsibility to make sure they don't go extinct.
I think it's just important to give them the space and to give a lot of other wildlife and species the space to live and persist because they have that right too.
After a few minutes of walking, she crouches down and sticks her hand underneath a mound of grass and mud. She comes up with a turtle. He's smaller than a cell phone with bright orange spots.
This is male 135, and you can actually see, like, he has some of these beautiful starburst patterns on his shell. He's actually pretty active. Now he's sticking his head out, trying to climb out of my hands and get back in the water.
Bog turtles are one of the smallest turtles in the world. Because they're cute and rare, people poach them to sell as pets, which is why we have to keep this location secret.
It's arguably one of the most imperiled species in the state. It's dwindled to fewer than 100 individuals.
Mike Jones is the state's official herpetologist. He coordinates conservation programs for reptiles and amphibians. He says what makes the turtles so vulnerable, in addition to the turtle napping, is their fragile habitat. Bog turtles only live in certain shallow wetlands with very specific chemistry. Over the past 2 years, human activity destroyed those areas.
The wetlands they live in are easily drained, they're easily filled, they're easily impounded. So the bog turtle was probably always rare in Massachusetts, but now is really in a precarious state.
The Nature Conservancy has spent the past several decades restoring the wetlands to meet bog turtle specifications. Now they're working to keep it that way. Saroy Patel spends her days clearing out shrubs and trees, removing the occasional beaver dam, and keeping a close eye on nearby construction projects.
You know, the challenging part here is that, like, you want the location of the turtles to be secret, but you also want projects that could impact them to be mindful and not screw things up.
What's harder to protect against is climate change.
We're seeing different species show up in terms of newer invasive plants that maybe are more, you know, can handle this climate, or they can are more suitable to those, like, erratic weather patterns that will become, you know, more invasive in these areas.
Climate change could also bring different rain and flood patterns that can make the wetlands too wet or too dry for the bog turtles. Mike Jones says the turtles' decades-long lifespans mean they respond more slowly to big changes.
We'll only know as the years play out, but it's very likely that climate change will affect all turtle conservation in the Northeast.
So far, the habitat management seems to be working. Jones says even though the population is fragile, he thinks it's heading towards recovery.
I really hope that the bog turtle, you know, makes it another 50 or 100 years, but it is very hard to see that far out. You have to do your part in the moment.
Saroy Patel says she's seeing promising signs in the wetlands. On our field trip, she found a bunch of turtles, including one that hasn't been spotted in 10 years and is now a healthy adult. For Here and Now, I'm Hannah Shenatry.